He's here, Ray. He's
Right
looking right at
at me.
me. Abby just shakes her head because I make references and she doesn't know what the hell I'm talking about. Ghostbusters, Abby. It's Ghostbusters.
All right. Hello.
Okay.
You know it. Hello and welcome to Retro Gaming Revelry episode 232.
This is a podcast where two drunken rounders play retro games for your amusement. I am rounder number one. My name is Jurek.
And I am rounder number two. My name is Earl. And this week we are going to not be playing poker as that little.
We're not Matt Damon and Edward Norton in the.
Fantastic film
Rounders.
No, we are not, but we will be going around little tiny posts
yeah.
as we play Clue Land on the NES. we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
Oh, Clue Land is a classic.
I
is
mean,
it not?
It yes. I mean, it's,
I have no idea.
It's
I don't know what the fuck this game is.
It's definitely a retro game. I'll tell you that much.
Damn right.
So we're going to play it. It should be pretty sweet. Well, it'll be something for sure. This could be a pretty short episode, Revelers. But
or maybe we just found our new favorite game.
That could
be. How about them apples, huh?
How about them apples?
There's only one way to find out.
And we'll play it.
Damn right.
But before we get to Clue Land, how is it going this week, Drake?
It's going fine. I'm gearing up this next coming week. I've got my finals and you know it's like my last week of the semester, so by the time we record next Friday I will be on a short little break.
Excellent.
Not very long. I mean long for like actual classes, but I go back to clinical first week of January.
Okay, first
but
week
I don't
of...
have yeah we have our we have a J term in clinical, but I don't have actual classes until February.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, that's so, good. A little.
I've got definitely got time off from that I can, you know.
And so you'll still
rest my brain a bit.
Will you still have to go only twice a week to your clinicals?
No, starting now. It would normally be 3 days a week. It would be Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. But for right now, because our school still. There's still a lot of clinical sites that we would normally use that don't want students because of, you know, COVID stuff.
Right, right.
So there's like lots of us sometimes, like at the hospital I'm at this semester, there were 12 students from my school there.
Oh, wow. So, okay. And usually there's like two or three or something.
Usually there's, yeah, a few and they would be on, yeah, different days or something. So we're going Tuesday, Thursday, and every other Friday.
Ah, okay.
So that
okay.
we don't overlap, because then there's also a class. The class ahead of us goes Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but they're going Monday, Wednesday, every other Friday. So it would only ever be Friday that we would overlap with each other. So
right, and your co-host is just finding out that you might be you might have to work on Fridays now when we record, bro.
No, I'll be day shift.
Oh, you'll be day shift.
So I'll be done by 3 in the afternoon.
Okay, I was like, woo, just blindsiding a bro with that.
No, don't worry. Not, okay. It will not affect the podcast.
I'm just kidding. Even if it did, I think we could probably adapt.
We could switch to Saturday.
Yeah, we could figure it out.
No, I'll be done. I mean, I might be tired because my day shift is 7 to 3.
7 to 3. Nice.
Which,
nice.
You know,
that's a good shift.
To get up and like eat breakfast and everything, though, I feel like I'm going to have to be getting up at like 5:30.
Yep. Yep. Get up, shower, you know, fucking do the whole.
Get ready for the day.
Eat breakfast.
But then I'm done by 3. So
I guess I bring breakfast to work. But you probably can't do that. So
yeah.
Yeah.
No.
You can't
I
be
mean, I...
hooking up X-ray machine, like hooking up somebody to get an X-ray while also eating Pop-Tarts.
Just like eating Pop-Tarts. Yeah. Just be like, all right, you just stand there. I'm going to go back here and press a button that zaps you with radiation so I can see your bones.
Sorry, sir. We have to retake that photo. I've got Pop-Tart crumbs on you.
Yeah. They'll show up in the X-rays.
You're right, right. Well, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Otherwise, yeah, just doing some studying all weekend and stuff, getting ready.
Getting ready. Nice, nice. Excellent.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. My online, our virtual movie, I guess we'd call it. It's
just called a movie.
I know. Yeah. Movie. Well, I know, but like, it's like this weird hybrid of theater and film, and because it's not like a movie, you know, it doesn't cut every 6 seconds like a TV show or a movie would, you know, like with a new shot every six, like that's, six right. seconds is about the average length
they
of a
don't,
shot.
They don't all. There's, I've seen a movie where it's all one shot.
Well, yes. I mean, but that's like the exception
it's
to the
to
rule.
Be one shot.
Yeah, really. It's not really exactly. What is that? That great fucking movie.
There was
Hardcore Henry.
Well, there's that. The first person.
Yeah. That, God, that movie's so good.
Yeah, it kind of made me like motion sick.
Yeah, I know, but it's just so good though. There was another one.
Hardcore Henry, yeah.
Yeah.
No, an early
well, all I'm saying is that's movie. That is the exception to the rule. That's why it's so weird in a film because, you know, that's how they sell it. Like, oh, it's all one shot, you know? But
no doubt.
But anyway, it came out. It's getting good reviews. Like, I've heard people say things like, this is the best thing I've seen all year. Like, obviously not compared to, like, you know, The Queen's Gambit on Netflix. You know, like we can't do that. But, like, as far as theater things go, people seem to be liking it. So, I don't know. So, that came out this week. Also, I attended an online event safety conference all week this week. I was just basically at home watching live streams of this conference. Like, I attended a virtual conference.
Interesting.
It was pretty weird. I feel like I would have gotten more out of it. Like, I got a lot out of it. I learned a lot. But I feel like I would have gotten more if it was in person. Like, I'm just at home and I was like trying to take notes and, like, you know, I was paying attention. I was engaged, but not 100%, you know, like,
right, no.
Also it's weird because like I'm sitting at home and I'm watching this conference, you know, I'm watching some sort of, you know, workshop or presentation of whatever I'm learning about. And, but then like it goes boom, and I have a new email and it's like, oh, well, let me just check that email real quick. You know, like, so like, but like if it was in person, I would be fully engaged, you know, like sitting there listening. And, so I don't know. It was a little weird, but I did learn a lot this week, which is cool. I learned the most probably about crowd management and how to evacuate a large crowd quickly. I don't know. I thought it was very interesting, and I know that sounds boring as fuck, but it's actually really cool. I don't know. I really like the science behind it. Like, I'm just going to say one thing that I learned real quick that just kind of blew my mind. Like, so like you think when a person enters a venue, the common belief is that they will leave the same way they came in. Because that's familiar, but apparently the science doesn't back that at all. People will leave via the exit that is closest, no matter if that's the one they came in or not.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. That's how I do it.
Well, yes, it makes, yes. Once you think about it, but like it is commonly believed that the when people enter a venue, they will leave the same way they came in. And so, I don't know. I learned a lot of cool stuff. Like, you should have like security interacting with the people, like while waiting for the show to start, you know, just saying like, oh, hey, welcome to the show. You know, like, oh, did you come in that way? Well, there's an exit right over there for when it's done. You know, like you just like plant these little seeds in their heads. Like, just, I don't know. I learned, I was very excited about this event safety conference. I don't know. And I'll stop
You're
talking about it. I am a nerd, but you know, I also have to know this kind of stuff. This is what I do, you know?
That's fair. Although, I don't need to know any of that.
Although our scale is a little, you know, our, my theater is 150 seats, you know, so like, like it's not like a crowd of 50,000 people, but still, you know, it's good to know. Anyway, so yeah, that's what I've been up to all week.
By the way, the movie I was trying to think of was Following. It's an early Christopher Nolan film. It's all like one shot.
Yeah, but it's not really, right? It's like three or four.
Because there is a part I remember watching it that something gets splattered on the screen or on like the lens or whatever.
And when they wipe it away, that's when it cuts.
Well, it's not wiping it away. It's like during a quick like pan that they hid a cut in like while panning the camera like right to left or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an early, Christopher Nolan. Right before Memento.
I just watched something that Christopher Nolan was on. It was like some interview or something. What was
he that? He awarded Game of the Year at the Game Awards last night.
That's what it was. It was the Game Awards. And I was like, I don't think I've ever seen Christopher Nolan once in my whole life. I had no idea that's what he looked like. I don't know. For some reason, I had this completely other picture in my head.
No, that's what he looks like.
It was the Game Awards. Good call.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the Game Awards were last night. That was cool.
We can talk about that later.
Yeah, we will. But anyway, excuse me. Tell the revelers and I, Drake, have you played any video games since we last met?
I'm still playing Immortals Phoenix Rising.
Phoenix.
No, it's Phoenix.
Yeah, but it's spelled F-E-N-I-X.
Because
or
it's
Y-X.
The character's name.
Whatever. It's gross.
Well, yes, the whole name is stupid. It should just be called Immortals.
It should be. It should be called Gods and Monsters.
Or it should be called Gods and Monsters. Or even change it to Immortals, Gods and Monsters.
Yeah, that sounds
that's
sick.
That's better than Phoenix Immortals, Rising. Phoenix Rising.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's a terrible name, but it's an awesome game.
Is it awesome? Like,
I'm having a lot of fun with it. It's.
Would you recommend it to a guy like me and to the revelers? Like,
I would, yeah.
Even just, to a guy like me fun. Who hates story and...
Yeah, because the story doesn't really
It doesn't matter.
It's literally a huge... open world with just tons, you know, you climb up a high thing and then you turn on you use your like far sight or something, you just like scout the area and track and reveal a bunch of things, and now you've got all these treasure chests and puzzles and stuff all over the map, and you just go around and do all those, and then
sweet.
There's story missions too, but like anytime it's a story thing, like it's I don't know 2 minutes of some talking, and then It's basically just like, okay, I'm Aphrodite and I'm a tree now, and you gotta go
I'm a tree now.
Get me this stuff and whatnot. there's not like a ton of exposition.
Okay. And like, yeah, I always say like I hate story too much story in video games. I like a good story. Don't get me wrong.
And a lot of the story is being told while you're still playing, because the whole game is a story being told by Prometheus to Zeus.
Oh, really?
So,
okay.
So they're having like banter and stuff as the narrators.
Oh, cool. Oh, so
there's some comedy and everything too.
Dueling narrators, huh?
Dueling narrators.
That's a fun trope to use sometimes.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's definitely a fun game. I'm really enjoying it.
Cool. Well, I might have to check it out. It's on Switch, right? I think it is.
Yes.
Like,
it's on,
honestly,
it's on everything.
Like, I have the PS4, but I just don't play games on my PS4. Like, I would much rather play a game on my Switch than on my PS4, even if it's the same fucking game, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Well, cool. Immortals Phoenix Rising. Excellent. Excellent.
That's all.
Okay, great. I totally
just Immortals.
I know
a lot of people are probably like, oh, is anybody playing Cyberpunk? But no.
Oh, I
know everyone else in the world has been waiting for Cyberpunk, but I was actually waiting for Immortals for a long time.
Okay, that's right.
Because I thought it looked cool.
Like,
Cyberpunk is apparently on current gen or last gen, so like PS4 and Xbox One. It's like
is it unplayable?
Really hard to play.
Is it really?
It's apparently just terrible.
Really? Like the frame rate or something?
Apparently,
or?
Just like super unstable frame rates, just bugs galore. Oh. Like, I don't know. Apparently,
I saw one.
Like all the review copies that people, it got good reviews, but that's because the copies that publishers used
were
for
PS5.
Review were no, was on like PC.
Oh, okay.
That's the copy they gave everybody.
I saw a tweet that was like, I thought they took these. I thought it was going to be pretty well made, but here's 1,000 trees, and like it was like this big, like I don't know, like in somebody's game, like trees accidentally spawned everywhere. Like I don't know, it was really weird. I'm not playing Cyberpunk either. I've just been playing Smash this week. That's pretty much it.
Kicking ass with the Wii Fit trainer.
Yeah, I've been playing Wii Fit this week. Pretty fun. She got a little boring. Like she. I don't know. I had fun with her and like I think I actually, out of all the 1 week characters that we've done so far, like five or six at this point, I think I did the best with Wii Fit Trainer. Okay. Like she is fun and she can really wreck some bitches. But yeah, I don't know. She's kind of boring. Also, I have really realized that with like this, like let's play a character a week thing, my Nestle, my young Ness, has really taken a dip in skills.
All right, well, we'll give you the week off and you can go play as Ness.
I also don't want the week off because like I've put like, you know, 1500 hours into Ness and like 500 hours into everybody else, you know? So okay. Like,
well, then I've got another character for you.
Do you have another one? I'm ready for
you,
it.
You want it right now?
I want it right now.
All
right,
you're playing another trainer.
A Pokemon trainer.
There you go.
Ah, nice. Okay. That will be kind of fun. I mean, that's three characters that I get to play. So that'll be cool.
You don't play as him necessarily.
You don't play as the Pokemon trainer. You play as Squirtle, Bulbasaur, or Charizard. So it's like Squirtle is the first. It's all three starters from the original, obviously.
Obviously.
But different evolutions. So you play as either Squirtle, Bulbasaur, which is the middle.
No, you mean Venusaur?
Or Venusaur. It's.
Or.
Oh, no, maybe it is Bulbasaur. It is Bulbasaur. So never mind. I thought there was one.
Or wait, Venusaur is the third. But Bulbasaur is the first.
What's the middle one?
Why can't I think of what the middle
Ivysaur
one is?
And you,
Ivysaur.
You do play as Ivysaur. It's not Bulbasaur. It's Ivysaur.
Okay.
And then you play as Charizard, the full evolution of Charmander. Yep. And you can just switch between them at any point in the match. So like there's strategies like where like if you're about to get hit, you quick press down B and you switch and there's like some invincibility frames there. So you can't get hit. I don't know. Like Pokemon Trainer is actually a pretty high tier character, in regular Smash. I don't know about online, but like,
well, you're about to find out.
I'm about to find out. That'll be fun. I'll play some Pokemon Trainer. I really have not put much time into Pokemon Trainer at all. So,
I figured that was one you hadn't. That's why I picked it.
Yeah. That seems fun. Also, a little bit of Smash news. We'll talk about the Game Awards for just a second. But a new character was revealed. Sephiroth is coming to Smash.
Sephiroth.
Is that from the game? I have no idea.
Yeah, his song, One-Winged Angel.
One-Winged Angel, yeah. So he has one wing. I didn't even know that either.
Yep.
But that's a thing. I don't know. I thought that reveal trailer was hype as fuck. I think the general consensus is meh on Sephiroth across the internet.
Weird.
It seems like a weird pick because we already have Cloud and like why not a new franchise or something like that?
Cloud seems like a weird one anyways.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if Final Fantasy, I feel like definitely wants to be represented in Smash.
I suppose, but who do you pick
otherwise?
Yeah.
You know, like it's got to be Cloud or Sephiroth or, well, now both. But also, yeah. I think
it's just Cloud was in Smash before Final Fantasy VII was ever even playable on a Nintendo device.
Well, yeah, but also you know, Solid Snake was in Smash, you know, long before. I don't even know if you can play Metal Gear Solid on a Nintendo device still, you know.
But the original Metal Gear way back in the day is an
NES game. That is correct. That is correct. But yeah, I think people are a little meh on Sephiroth because basically, oh, great, we have another anime sword fighter, you know, like that's that's why. I get it. Like, it is like, okay. And like, oh, Sephiroth has like an 8-foot sword that can reach like half the stage, you know, like it's going to be pretty bullshit, I think, for a little while, but we'll, we'll see. I think on December 17th, there's a presentation to reveal Sephiroth or to like go through all his
properly
moves, to properly. Everything. Yeah. Yeah. Not to reveal him, but to like go through his presentation, if you will. And it did say December 2020, so like it will come out this month. I don't know if it's gonna if he's gonna come out on the 17th. My guess is probably a few days later, but
right, they'll show his stuff and then he'll come out a few days later.
Yep. I'm guessing my assumption before Christmas though. So
yeah.
But yeah, Sephiroth. I don't know. I thought it was pretty cool. I thought that trailer was really fucking cool. Like like all the Smash characters getting wrecked by Gleam. Gleam is like the final boss in the World of Lights mode, the single player mode, and then they're about to get destroyed by Gleam, and then all of a sudden, shing, cut in half, and from the heavens comes fucking Sephiroth. Like, that was pretty cool. And like Cloud is just like Sephiroth. I love how he says it. He's, you know, he's Japanese. Like Sephiroth. I don't know. I thought it was cool. Anyway, yeah. So. That's what I've been playing. Just Smash this week. I mean, Animal Crossing as well. It snowed in Animal Crossing this week. It's so fun. We get to make snowmen now, or snow boys as they're called in Animal Crossing. But yeah, so that's cool. Anyway, Jurek, this week we are going to be playing Clue Land on the NES. I can't get through that without laughing. Like we're gonna play fucking Clue Land.
Clue Land.
Oh my god. Well, what do you think? Should we get to our three questions?
Yeah, man, let's do it.
Let's do it. So for those that don't know, what we do is Jurek does a little research on the game, and he'll tell us about the game in a few minutes here. But I do a little digging of my own, and I've tried to come up with three questions I don't think he stumbled across in his research. So I'm about to try and stump the researcher. Are you ready, Drake?
We'll find out.
Here we go. Clue Land. I actually did manage to find three questions about Clue Land. I was positive we weren't going to have three questions for this episode, but
there's some good tidbits here we are. Out there.
There are some good tidbits, and we'll see if you, I think you're not going to get one of them for sure, but maybe. Okay, here we go. Question number one, Clue Land, NES. Here we go. The main character is a fish named Bubbles. What kind of fish is Bubbles supposed to be?
I mean, what I read is she's a balloon fish, but that's not like a thing.
That's incorrect. I mean, that's what maybe they call her in the game, but she is.
I think
is,
that's what they call her in the game.
She is apparently close to a blowfish. I think a blowfish and a pufferfish are actually different things, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Well, you know what, Jurek? We're gonna give you 0.5 on that one. Just basically, you get an E for effort on that one.
Well, that's.
I don't know, because that was like my question that was reaching. I just like needed something, and that she's a pufferfish, but in reality, she just kind of looks like a blob with a tail. Bubbles. All right.
Blowfish and pufferfish are the same thing.
Oh, they're the same thing. Okay, well then I'm going to give you 1 point on that one. You got the whole thing, Brad.
In the question, what is the difference between a blowfish and a pufferfish? No difference. They're names for the same marine organism. Blowfish and puffer are both common names for the Tetrodontidae family of fish, which contains 196 or so species.
That seems right.
Huh. Interesting.
196? Wow.
Apparently.
We live in a crazy world.
I know. Like, remember back in the day when you had a question on something and You just didn't know. Kind of accepted that you weren't going to know that, or at least if you were out somewhere asking that question, you weren't going to know until you got home and you could, like, I don't know, look it up on an encyclopedia
in your book. Or you would load up your CD-ROM, the Encyclopedia Britannica.
Damn right.
Back in 1995, that shit was hype. Okay. One for one here, Jerick. One for one. Here we go. Question number two. Clue Clue Land was one of only two NES games to be ported to the Sharp Zaris PDA, which is a personal digital assistant, in case you needed that defined for you. What was the other game? So
it was an NES game.
And yes, there's two NES games to be ported to the Sharp Zaris, which was like one of the very first PDAs in the 90s, like before smartphones were a thing, before cell phones were really a thing.
Yeah.
Like, it was a PDA and it was called the Sharp Zaris. And yeah, two NES games, Clue Clue Land, and I'll give you a hint. It was an
Tetris.
Should have waited for my hint.
Should have waited for the hint. Wait, give me the hint now.
The hint is it's another black box game. Tetris is not a black box game.
Wrecking Crew.
Oh, you're looking at the thing. I was like, why is it moving? No. It is on here. Yeah. The answer is Balloon Fight. Balloon Fight is the other game. So, and the games apparently just ran like garbage. So due to hardware limitations, the system would run out of memory if the MP3 player function was also used while playing. Also,
right.
The game may run slowly depending on the type of memory card the user had downloaded it on. And sounds are limited, as no music will play and only one sound can play at a time. There is no two-player simultaneous play, although it is possible to switch between characters in two-player mode. That's all for Balloon Fight. I have no idea how Clue Clue Land played, but probably like garbage.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Question number three. So you are one for two. Here we go. Question number three. Why is the game called Clue Clue Land?
I think it's like Clue Clue is, I don't know, but it's like an English amalgamation. Is that's a thing, right?
Yeah.
For Kuru Kuru in Japanese, which refers to going around and around.
That is correct. So yeah, it's most likely a result of a slight mistranslation when bringing the game west. So in Japan, the game is called Kuru Kuru, which in Japanese is an onomatopoeia of sorts. And it means, to go around and around, Kuru Kuru, just like your character does in the game. It's likely that because there is no English equivalent for Kuru Kuru, it was simply mistranslated to Clue Clue for a Western audience. There you go. Two for three this week, Jerick. Two for three. Not too shabby. Not too shabby. Jerick, would you like to tell the Revelers and I a little bit about Clue Clue Land on the NES?
I sure do. Clue Clue Land was released in 1985, developed and published by Nintendo. I don't know any names of people that worked on it other than the composer.
Oh, you know the composer.
I do know the composer.
Who do we got?
It is, this name might sound familiar. It is Akito Nakatsuka.
Akito Nakatsuka. Can you say it one more time?
Akito Nakatsuka.
Nakatsuka. Let's see. Akito is familiar to us. Have we played this game on the podcast or one of his?
We literally just did
Zelda 2. He was the composer on Zelda 2.
Sure was.
Interesting. I definitely remembered that from two episodes ago.
Wait a minute.
Lies and deceit.
Oh wait, no. Okay. I was like, wait a minute, that's not the name.
Did you just say you scrolled when you opened a page in your notebook?
Yes, I might. I went back I forgot earlier when I was doing this one, the page with Zelda 2 got ripped out.
I see.
And it is not there. I flip back. I'm like, that's not the right name. And then I looked up. Oh, that's because this was Kirby's Dream Land 3.
Yep.
Where is Zelda 2? And it's gone.
I like how you said scrolled when you flipped the page. Oh, man, we live in the future. Well, cool.
But yeah, Zelda 2, Pilot Wing 64.
Oh, nice.
Did the sound on an Ice Climber.
Okay.
So a bunch of other stuff too.
Well, should we listen to some of his jams right now?
Indeed.
Let's do it. Clueland, we're back. That's the first time in...
That was what, like two songs?
Yeah, that was two, maybe three. I can't remember what we listened to. Three. As I say, I can't remember as literally the Revelers just heard it, but we listened to it earlier.
Well, we didn't. Yeah. We heard it earlier.
Yeah.
And there's like two or three songs.
Yeah,
they're really short, and I imagine then it's just the same song played over and over and over. It's going to be a Lolo situation.
It is going to be a Lolo situation, although I think the Lolo music is actually better than the Clue.
And the Lolo music, I think, changes each level. It's just then once you're in the level.
The Lolo music does not change. It's the same.
At all, ever?
No.
Every level?
It might speed up when you're running out of time, but...
It just drives you to madness.
It drives you to the brink of madness. But yeah, the Clue Clue Land music, I don't know, it's fine. It's like, it's literally just background music. It's nothing
special.
Even
one of the tracks is just titled background music.
BGM. Yep.
So in Clue Clue Land, you play as a female balloon fish, is what Wikipedia refers to her.
Balloon fish.
But I don't think that's a real thing.
No, I don't. I mean, actually, that sounds like it could be a real thing. Like,
who knows?
I don't know. Sounds like a balloon fish would be some kind of jellyfish, but I don't know.
Mm. But yeah, you're a balloon fish named Bubbles. And you apparently you're like swimming around this maze, trying to uncover these coins or golden ingots that make like a pattern that makes a design essentially. And you get them by going in between two like poles,
two
essentially.
Posts. Because you're under the sea.
Under the sea. Do, 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 do.
If you search balloon fish on Google, the first thing that will come up is puffer fish.
Okay.
Yep. So balloon fish is just another name. Yep.
But yeah, that's all the information really. I mean
there's not much out there. Like this game, I mean, it is one of the, it was a launch title for the NES, one of the 17 or 18 black box games that launched with it, but that's, I don't know.
Very basic.
We'll see.
Kind of a puzzle game, I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, you do have to, so you can't, like, you have to spin around the poles in order to turn. Like, that's the...
Yeah.
So there is timing you have to do. Like, you can't just turn on a dime. You know, you have to wait till you're at a pole. And I don't know. There is some skill involved in this game. We'll see where we get. I think we better play this game. But first, we better take a shot. What do you think there, Drake?
Yeah.
In Revelers, as you may or may not know, we encourage you to drink along with us. However, our only rules are you are of legal drinking age and not driving.
Yes, please.
So if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Ooh. Oh my goodness.
All right.
I don't know. I was not ready for that. I don't know.
Not ready for what? The shot?
The shot. Yeah, like everything went wrong with that shot. I really don't know.
Oh, wait, you can play this two players simultaneously?
Oh my God, simultaneous. Oh, that's what's happening in the demo here. Showing. Well, let's fucking
I thought we would take turns.
Well, let's do it. Let's you're in control, I believe, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, two player game. Let's play two player and see what happens.
All right. Let's see what happens.
Oh my God, here we go. Oh yeah, we are definitely playing. I don't know. Which one am I? I'm green.
Green.
Okay.
I'm like stuck.
No, press like a direction.
No, I'm free now, but
were you stuck for real?
Yeah.
Like you couldn't move?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I have no idea what's going on. I do not know how to control this game. There we go.
I know. So
oh my God.
Oh, I died.
This is not the same first level that I watched a playthrough on. I think we got to go right down there. Oh, I died too.
Oh, I died again. Like, I know where I have to go. Oh, damn it. I don't understand how to control this.
I don't either. Oh, okay. I bounced back.
Okay. I think maybe I'm figuring it out.
Are you? Because
so you...
You just press a direction, right? That's what... Nope. Oh, you have to hook on.
So you hook on by pressing the direction that there is a thing. So if it's below me, I press down. If it's to the left of me, I press left.
We did it. We
made a heart. We beat a level. Boom.
Okay.
Best Clue Land players of all time.
We beat a level. I'm giving us some coins for that. I don't know. I think I was listening to your instructions, but I don't actually think
so.
I don't get it.
I went in a black hole.
I died. I think I'm dead forever. Oh, I spawned on top of an enemy. What the fuck was that? Like that's unfair.
I went in a black hole again.
What does that mean?
I got a game over. That's what that means now.
You don't go in the black holes, huh?
No, you don't want to.
You don't want to. That seems right.
That seems right. I mean, they're out of black holes. Yeah. The controlling. So yeah. It's to grab onto the post, you have to press the direction where the post like is. So if you're going past a post and you want to go, if you're going to the right and you want to go up, you have to press up and then you'll grab onto the post that's above you.
Oh my God, that's fucking convoluted.
It's really weird.
Where do I need to go?
I don't know. Because
down.
That's also the thing is, yeah, and you can hold on to it and just spin around and see now you went in the hole.
Game over. Okay, level two, impossible.
You kind of figure out the pattern that it's trying to tell you to do.
Yeah. Here's a three questions question that I almost did. What game, how do I word this? What
Legend
game
of Zelda?
That is correct. Stole. The Legend of Zelda stole
Nailed
its,
it.
Or copied the rupee design from this game. Actually.
Yeah. The thing, the coin type things you uncover.
I literally
are the
can't
exact
turn.
Same.
Why can't
We're
I turn?
Playing. This is a demo screen. That's why you can't turn. Legend of Zelda just used the exact same sprite for the coins.
For the rupees. Yep.
For rupees.
Yep. Okay. Now are we playing?
Yes. Now we will be playing. Okay.
I
can't turn.
I can't turn. I cannot control my guy. I don't know what's happening. Oh my God.
God damn it.
Ah, oh, there's these bouncy fucking...
Oh, yeah, just kill those guys.
Oh, I'm right in the middle. I'm dead. Oh, you can just kill them?
You can.
How do you kill them?
You have to shoot them with your thing first.
I got a pineapple, so that's got to be good.
Oh, he came back, though.
Oh, they come back.
They're only dead for a little bit.
Dirty fuckers. Did I get them? I didn't kill them.
Now you have to run into them and smash them into the wall.
What wall? There's no walls.
Well, there are walls, the borders of the levels.
Oh, those walls.
Oh, God. Right into the pit.
I got them.
But they come back. So.
Oh, the fucking black holes, are those really necessary?
God damn it. I don't know. Apparently not. This game's impossible.
Yeah.
I just.
No and if you hit it, there's upsies, downsies. Like, you can hit each other.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. I'm fucking doing this. Man.
I got a game over already on the first level.
On the first level. That's okay. What? I'm just dead. I just died literally nothing.
No. Then I don't know what to tell you.
Nobody does.
Now you hit that guy.
There's one fucking thing I got to hit. Actually, there's two I see. There's two that I need. Here we go. I'm going to go this way.
At least two. Now you got to go down.
There's one.
You got to do that.
Yeah, fuck you. You
smash him into the wall.
This guy's fucked. I got him. I can't. There we go.
No, I think there's ones on the top of, like, up right there.
I know. Okay.
Got one.
Ah!
He's back. He's, like,
and
fucking
I'm
guys.
Dead.
Oh, wait. What just happened there?
I don't know. Apparently, I died, even though I pushed him right into the wall. So cool. Clue land.
Yeah. Clue land.
That was quick.
Here. No, it can't be any easier for one player.
No, I think it's probably way harder one player, probably. Right? Are you playing one player now?
No, or? I'm playing two player.
All right. It seems we'll like ready. It's not the same pattern every time. Like, you'd think it would, like, I don't know what happened. I can't move. Everything's the worst.
That's what happened to me. And I
think you got an item or something that like, that like fucks up everything. I don't know.
God, these damn black holes.
Sorry about that burp, Revelers.
Pattern.
It's not the same pattern. It's different every time. Like, that's why it's like weird. Like, you can't memorize anything.
Weird. That doesn't seem fair.
It doesn't seem fair at all. Oh, I'm in the hole. God damn it. This game is... this is why, Drake, I wanted to play two games on this episode.
Yeah, I see that. I mean, when I watched, you know, video of it...
Oh, no, it's the heart. It's the heart. It's the same
but
one
we
had.
But it wasn't the heart last time. It was like a clown face the one we just did.
It was a clown face?
It was.
Oh.
It was two eyes and a mouth just a second ago.
Wow, I did not... pick up on that.
I mean, maybe not a clown, I guess maybe just a face in general, but it to me it looked clownish.
So okay, that was weird. Like, you got more gems than I did, but I had more points than you did. I don't, maybe because of killing bad guys or something. Oh, right into the fucking black hole.
Like this pineapple thing. Oh God.
What? See, pineapple thing?
I don't know. It's gone now. I got it. I ate the pineapple.
You ate the pineapple. That seems right.
Yeah. I love me some pineapple.
Well, who doesn't love a good pineapple? But
especially on pizza, right, Earl?
No, not on pizza. Nobody likes pineapple pizza.
Lots of people like pineapple pizza, in fact.
No, zero people do. No. Okay, I figured it out. I'm literally the greatest fucking... Nope, I died. but if you hold the button when you're turning, you'll go round and round.
Yeah, I literally told you that.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, I did not pick up on that. I'm sorry, bro. So, okay, Jurek figured it out a while ago.
Nailed it. Level
it's,
two.
It's a spade.
It is a spade.
From a deck
that's
of cards.
That's what it seems like, at least.
Yep.
Okay, it gave me an extra life, I think, because I had zero.
Oh, well, now what do you got, one?
One.
Nice. Oh, you got a bonus 2,000 points on that one, brah.
Damn right.
That was good as fuck. You're pretty much...
I'm the best.
Do you know... Okay, so I've had many arguments about that song.
Yes, I was part of the arguments.
Were you with fucking Tom? Tom Carkey?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I should maybe not say his full name on the show, but it doesn't matter. No, I don't think Tom's listening to this.
God.
But
game over.
But it's not "you're the best around." It's actually "you're the best around. It goes down.
No, it's not. It goes up.
No, it doesn't. It goes down.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
No. You're the best around.
Nope. It's you're the best around.
No, that's wrong.
I mean, it's maybe there's some harmonizing going on. I don't know. I'm dead. This is the worst game I've ever played in my life. How do I still have how do I still have two fucking lives and you have none?
I don't know. I was smashing into these goddamn urchins.
You were smashing, bruh?
I was smashing, bruh.
I don't know where to
I know. I don't even know what the what is this supposed to be? What
I don't know. I guess I gotta I guess I
it's just yeah, the,
I'm in the thing. this is gonna, so hard. Like you really need to like game over. I died immediately. I don't know.
I think largely it's being able to wrap your head around the controls.
Yeah, like that's
that is the hardest part because it doesn't control how you want.
How you want
I want to just be going over and then press down to go down.
It seems like
instead I need to like I guess press down but then
hold
loop
it
around
and loop
a thing
and let go at the right time. It's all about letting go at the right time, not pressing at the right time. Which
right.
is, that's the weird. I also was trying to control that just there,
yep,
but that was
screen,
that was
again.
The demo screen.
Okay, now you're gonna be controlled.
Okay, here we go. It's about letting go at the right time, not pressing it at the right time. Well, you still got to press it at the right time, but I don't know. It's like there's got to be a way to do this. Oh my god! Ah! Okay, I'm gonna push this guy into the wall. Did it. That guy's fucked. Oh my god. This is so hard. This is hard. This game is fucking hard.
It is. And like I said, it's largely the
oh, here's the clown face you were
this,
talking about.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about. Right. Just I need to be zapping my thing. Just like all the time, I feel like.
Zap. Yeah, just constantly zap your thing. I mean,
stop running.
This game
no,
is
black hole.
So
okay,
wonky.
You can go over the black hole as long as you're spinning around a thing.
As long as you're spinning around, but
don't get sucked in.
Oh my god! There we go. Okay. I'm gonna get a couple.
Oh, I couldn't because there's a goddamn like trampoline in my way.
Yes, we did it.
Nailed
we
it.
Got the clown face. That,
right?
You saw
face,
that
right?
And you were like, clown face? I don't.
You don't think clown face?
I mean, I guess it's a clown face. It's a face.
I see that.
Face.
And I, think
it's
I think it's clown face.
I mean, maybe clown face, but I would just say face if it were me. But
I guess, yeah. For some reason, it looks like a clown face to me.
So maybe it is the same every time, and we're just uncovering
no,
it.
No, because we did get a heart.
On the first level,
maybe it's either a heart or a clown face. On the first level,
a heart or a clown face. Okay, I figured out how to do this fucking game. You just gotta like, you gotta go. Oh,
I mean, I
well, you
understand
don't...
the concept. It just
the actual execution is impossible.
The actual execution of it, yes, is it's still like.
Like we
kind of hurting my brain.
We basically need to go. You need to go up and down every line, you know, like, oh, my God. OK, I made it. I made it away from the. Ah! What is this thing? This
I
is...
don't know.
Oh, I'm getting them all down here. God damn it. You're at a game over?
I am.
All right, hang on. I got this.
What is this design?
I don't know, but this is how it's done. Nope,
right.
I'm dead.
Nope, that's not how it's done at all.
Hang on. How do I have so many more lives than you? Like I'm
because
usually,
I suck at this game.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you, bro. I'm not doing that much better. Okay, I think I ran out of time. I think that's like because I just
there
died.
Is time.
Yeah, and I just died
that might be it.
Out of nowhere. I don't know. I mean, how much more Clue Land do you think we need to play?
I don't know. Probably not much.
Probably not much more. I mean, I'm ready to move on if you are. I don't know.
Should Let's play one more time while talking about the Game Awards.
Oh, the Game Awards. Okay. So, I mean, fucking Sephiroth.
I guess I don't know how much there is to talk about.
I was like, Nintendo tweeted, like, tune into the Game Awards so you can see the new right? Smash reveal. It was literally the first thing they showed. Like,
first thing.
I mean, okay, the dude talked for a minute. Like, what is that guy's name in the host?
Jeff Keighley.
He's such a weirdo, that guy. Yeah. I don't know. Like,
I mean, he's been doing, like, he does the Game Awards are, like, his thing.
Yeah, and, like,
that he's been doing for years. And he's an old school, like, I think he was a writer for like PC Gamer magazine back in like the 90s.
Oh, okay.
So like he's been in the industry, the like games journalist industry for a long time.
But my question is like, where does the money come from for all this?
I don't
like,
know because
it can't be
I mean,
Jeff Keighley, right? Can
yeah,
it? Like,
I'm
I don't
not
know.
Sponsors.
I guess.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, because some years when they do the real full thing, I mean, they're in a huge auditorium with like, I mean, it's like the Oscars. For video games.
Yeah, yeah. I know. And it's awesome. And it was awesome this year. Like I liked it, but
I like it that I like that they breezed through a lot of the awards and it's really just another like E3 or something.
Yeah, they breeze through every award. Like
yeah, except
even,
for
even fucking Game of the Year they breeze through. Like
well, at least Game of the Year they still have
which is The Last of Us Part Two, which went wrong.
Yeah.
It should have been Animal Crossing, but like
Animal Crossing was never gonna win.
What? That's bullshit. It literally is the game of the year. Every like yeah. more people bought Animal Crossing than fucking The Last of Us Part Two. Yeah. That garbage.
And the way that Animal Crossing, it just it was the right game at the right time.
Yeah, like it was the perfect
pandemic.
Like Animal Crossing was the game of the year, and like the fact that it didn't win really pissed me off. Like how could you even think that The Last of Us Part Two, which who
because The Last of Us Part Two was always gonna win.
Whatever, what a garbage game! Like it's a fucking garbage game for garbage people. I don't.
Well, it's actually a very beloved game by like everybody.
Whatever, it's garbage. If you ask a guy like
I mean,
me.
I have not played it.
Yeah, because it's
no,
garbage.
You would hate it.
Yeah, I would. I have The Last of Us Part One, and I've never even opened it. Like,
I think The Last of Us games are very overrated, and don't care for them.
Everyone talks about how they're the best thing since sliced bread, but
no, they're.
It's like well, I don't want to watch a fucking movie while I play a video game. Like that's my whole thing.
Yeah, and in the case of that, you're going to play a little bit of a video game while you watch a movie.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the exact thing I don't want to do.
Yeah. I mean, I never agree with Game of the Year awards.
Well,
like,
I mean,
I would probably
if
well, I guess a few years ago when I think God of War won, I agree with that because that game's fucking phenomenal.
Well, like... If even if Animal Crossing didn't win, like Ghosts of Tsushima should have won or something, you know, like some other fucking like a real game, not a fucking movie. I don't know. Although Ghosts of Tsushima is probably
my vote would have gone for something that wasn't even nominated. I think Ori and the Will of the Wisp was the best game of the year.
Well, I mean, it was nominated for like best platformer or something.
It was nominated for a couple things, but I don't think it won anything.
Yeah, I think it won something. Like best music or I don't know.
It should have won. I think it should have won music and like art design.
Mm. Yeah, I don't know. Animal Crossing should have won Game of the Year, and the fact that
it's all
it
politics, man,
is fucking bullshit. It's all politics. That's bullshit. Like,
well, just like every year a Fast and Furious movie comes out, that should probably win best movie at the Oscars, but it doesn't.
Speaking of, I wasn't actually
the fucking Vin Diesel movie.
What the fuck is that?
Vin Diesel as a caveman fighting dinosaurs.
I was like, I almost texted you and was like, I wasn't sure if you were watching the full thing. I should have known were, but I should have texted. I wanted to text you and be like, oh, this is Dom's origin story. This is his, this is Dom's great grandfather.
Somebody tweeted out something and it was him, his character holding something up and it said Fast and Furious Zero.
Yeah. Like, like I was like, this is the origin of Mi Familia.
Right.
Like, oh God. Yeah. What was that stupid game? I don't
know. I mean, it's a sequel to Ark.
Oh yeah.
It's largely a, I, from my understanding, it's like an online, like a MMO essentially.
I tell you what I don't like. is this, like, let's just put an actor in video games and make them look exactly like they look.
Yeah,
like,
that's weird.
I didn't like that. I don't want to watch Vin
they
Diesel in my video game.
They don't normally do that.
Yeah, I know, but that seems
just
like...
Just with Vin Diesel for some... Like, he had another game on, like, the 360.
That he was
that
in?
Was,
like,
it was Vin Diesel's, like, stuntman or something.
Oh.
I don't know. You were... Yeah, it was kind of... GTA-esque. You would drive cars, but then you could like leap from that car to another car and like hijack it and throw the guy out.
Oh, you mean Too Fast, Too Furious?
Right, basically.
Yeah.
Well, no, because Vin Diesel was not in Too Fast.
Oh, yeah. You mean Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift, which he was. Ah, yes,
well,
he is.
He's
he,
in the very.
He's
end.
In it. He's in it.
He makes a cameo.
Whatever. He's in it. Count it. I love those fucking movies. I mean, don't get me wrong.
Fantastic.
Like, I don't want this to sound like I'm hating on Vin Diesel, because I love me some fucking Vin Diesel.
Other than, have you listened to his song?
Oh, yeah, it's so good. It's the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
The worst thing I've ever heard.
I'm a huge Vin Diesel fan.
Oh, I think we actually listened to it. I think that was, it came out when we were recording in person for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, and we... We listen. Did we listen to it just us, or did we listen to it on the show?
No, I think it was just us.
Should we give the revelers some?
No, we're gonna get like a copyright strike.
Oh yeah, you're right. You're right. We can't do that.
It's gonna get taken down.
Yeah, I don't think anybody cares about our little podcast here. But yeah. The thing is, actually,
I'm not gonna subject anybody to Vin Diesel singing.
Also, actually, we could get away with that because we don't actually make any money from this podcast. Like, yeah. You know, like there's no. We're not making money from this, you know.
True.
So I think we could. It's like that's a fair use thing, I think.
But let's not do that.
Yeah, but also I don't really want to get sued, so let's not do
and
that.
It's just bad.
Yeah, yeah. I'm done with fucking Clue Clue Land. I don't know about you. I poured a shot and I was right.
I did too.
I was right at the line, and then I was like, let me just get a tiny bit more. Now
why would you go more if you were at the fucking line?
Because like it needed just a nuge more, but alas.
Nothing needs Ted Nugent.
Now it's fucking, it's the fullest shot I've ever seen in my life. I'm going to get whiskey all over me when I try and drink it. So that's where I'm at. Revelers, if you're drinking along with us, raise your glasses.
Cilantro.
Cilantro. I have to be super careful. Okay. Woo! Yeah. That's how you know you're alive right there. When you have like even just a quarter inch more of whiskey in your shot glass.
Yeah.
Woo! That's a whole thing. Jurek, okay. How many... Jesus Christ. How many rupees from Zelda out of 10 do you give Clue Clue Land... for the NES?
God, I don't know.
The worst game on the NES.
I wouldn't call it the worst game.
I wouldn't either, but
I think a large part of it is I feel like if I played it long enough, maybe my brain would start to comprehend the controls.
It just doesn't like you want it to move like Pac-Man, but it does not move like Pac-Man. You know, like you want to just press down and he goes down, but that is not how it works. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to pay attention.
You have to grab
it's
onto the pole,
reaching your arm out to grab the pole that you want to grab.
Yeah.
And then you spin around that to go a different direction.
Yeah. So yeah, you're basically pressing the direction. It just clicked in my brain how it works, even though we're not playing it, but I get it. You press the direction of the pole you want, and this is exactly what you explained, but you press the direction of the pole you want, but then you hold that direction until you're facing the way you want to go, and then you let go. And it's really like most of the game is about timing your release and not timing your press of the button. Although you do have to time the press of the button too.
And then you also have to figure out what the pattern is that you're trying to the picture you're trying to reveal, essentially.
Yeah, it seems like we were doing it wrong. It seems like we were not doing it methodically enough. Where, yeah, I think where
maybe
like,
if you just
like,
kind of go back, you and need forth, to go back and forth and for forth. A little while until yeah. you kind of get the idea of what it is, and then fill in the gaps.
Yeah, yeah. Like you need to just go back and forth or up and down, you know. But you need to just go each lane until
so
the
it's kind of a puzzle
itself.
To figure out what you're supposed to be making. And then you have to just be able to execute, which is the tough part.
That's the real trick.
There were plenty of times where I could tell what we were supposed to be doing, but I just could not get to where I wanted to be.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't, my brain does not comprehend the controls.
Like, we made it to what, level three? Like,
level three.
Like, how many levels are in this game?
I don't know. I watched a speed. Oh, so there is a speed run.
Okay. How about speed run time? Well, of course there's a speed run. I mean, there's a speed run of everything.
Well, I just didn't know if this was a game though.
That could be speed
that
run?
Just goes on forever or something.
No.
I didn't know if you were going for a kill screen.
There's a game called Versus Clue Land, which is like the arcade version.
The arcade version.
And in that, there's like a boss and things. Like they're.
Oh, geez.
It's like a little different. But, and also you're named Goopy or Groupy or.
So that was, I think, your name. The name in the Japanese version
is Groupy.
Or, is actually. Groupy or something.
Yeah, it's Groupy. But and that's actually in the, I think that's in not just the Japanese version, in all versions except for the North American version.
Okay.
So also the European version too. I think you're called Groupy, but that's also in Versus Clue Land. I don't know about regular Clue Land. I don't know. I like Versus Clue Land is like the arcade version of this game. I don't know.
Gloopy,
yeah.
And that is the name in the regular version, even in Japan.
In Japan, okay.
Yeah, balloon fish named Bubbles, known as Gloopy in Japan.
Yeah. And Bubbles, like, really only appears in this game, although she is in, like, several other games.
She's a trophy in
Smash
Super
Melee.
Smash Melee and a spirit in Ultimate.
Yeah, I'm sure I have the Bubbles...
same with spirit. These enemies, the urchin things. They're
Unaira, Unagi. that's what they're supposed to be. They're sea urchins.
Yeah, they're sea urchins. Well, Unagi is
an eel,
freshwater eel.
Yeah,
or something.
Unagi. I wanted to get that sound effect. Instead, I'll just play this one.
I'm a scat man.
Okay, that's all. That's all we got. That's instead of Unagi.
Anyway, I'm gonna give this game.
Oh yeah, how many Unaira? Okay, let's do that. How many Unaira out of 10 do you give this game?
I'm gonna give it. God, I don't know because.
Like, it seems like it could be a fun game.
Seems like there could be something there. I just, my brain at this point can't comprehend how to play it.
Yeah, I don't recommend taking three shots of whiskey and then trying to play fucking Clue Land.
Right. I'm going to give it a 6 out of 10.
6 out of 10. Okay. I think I will also, I might just give it a 5 straight up, just a middle of the road. Like this game.
I was thinking 5, but then, you know,
I mean, it's like, not bad.
It's not the games. There's nothing inherently
it's
wrong with
it's
the game.
Playable.
It's just the fact that, you know, it's not a Karate Kid or.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah. Or
Dr.
Jekyll. Yeah.
It's not a game that is broken in any way. It's just the fact that.
It's wonky.
It takes.
You know what? It is
time to learn how to do it.
It goes
against everything I want to do while playing video games.
It goes against our modern sensibilities. That's what it is. It
and I don't necessarily want to super hold that against it.
No. So yeah. Okay. 6 is probably the right rating. 6, maybe even 6.5.
Oh, these guys can't cross the rupees.
Oh,
they hit them and turn around the urchin things,
the blue
the
ones,
Unagis.
The Uniras.
Yeah.
whatever that's. See, like, even the fucking computer player can't control it. He's just going around in circles. I know,
they still, like, screw up.
So they can't, you can push them through
you
it.
You can push them through.
Interesting.
Who knows? I don't know.
Whatever. This game is wonky. Clue Clue Land, I mean, we got a full episode out of it. I didn't really think we were going to, but... Jurig, what did other people think about this game? Do we...
I don't fucking know.
We
man.
Don't know. No,
there's no reviews. There's no review section or reception section.
At all
on, like,
on
Wikipedia.
The Wikipedia? Okay.
There's two reviews on Amazon. They both seem to really like it, but they're just one sentence reviews. Like, oh, this game's a classic.
Great game.
I like
it.
Yeah. One of the great black box games.
I mean, which... Maybe it is. I don't know. Like,
I don't know.
Maybe there's something we're missing. I don't know.
Maybe.
I doubt it. Well, yeah. Let's see. Jurik, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about... Wait a minute. Do we do speedrun? How much is this?
You never answered.
I never answered. I think we got distracted. So I'm going to guess a speedrun of this game can be done in 12 minutes and 14 seconds.
So you're close for a 100% speed run, which I don't really know what that means.
Interesting. You can not 100% this game.
There is a 100% record and there's a low percent.
A low percent. So maybe there's
record.
Okay. So the 100% record, am I faster or slower than 12 minutes?
You're a little faster than what it actually is.
Okay, how about 14 minutes and 33 seconds? Am I spot on?
You're 1 second off.
No way.
14:32.
Oh my god, I was gonna say 32 and then I changed it to 33. Wow, cool. Okay, 14 minutes to 100% this game.
Yep.
What's the any percent speedrunner? What is it called?
So there's low percent.
Low percent. What does that mean?
I'm trying to figure out. So speedrun.com says 100% is time starts by pressing start at the title screen and ends when the stage 21 bonus stage is complete.
Okay.
Whereas low percent says time starts by pressing start at the title screen and ends when the bonus stage is complete.
Yikes. I don't know what any of that means.
Me neither.
Okay, so one says the bonus stage and one says the stage 21 bonus stage.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a way to do it with only playing one bonus stage or something? Or...
Okay, so just for the record, there is no speedrun record for low percent or 100% two players. So...
We
have to do is beat the game.
And then we've got
it. We set a speedrun record.
Should we do that? Should we make Clue Clue Land our fucking claim
to
fame?
We do have to then record the gameplay.
I got it.
Submit it legitimately.
I can fucking record us playing this game. And we can...
But there are only records for single player. And even that, there's only one record for 100% and 8 for low percent.
That's so weird. Like, this game is like a... I mean, this is an NES black box game. This is a fucking classic game. Like, wow. Jurik, I think it's... We've just found our calling.
All right.
We're gonna
set speed run
we're
records.
We're gonna set speed run records for fucking Clue Clue
Land. Clue Clue Land two player.
Okay. So here's what I need you to do. I need you to spend all weekend getting good as fuck at Clue Clue Land.
Well, then you gotta do it too, man.
I will.
No, I got homework to do.
Yeah, and I've got to play Smash. So, like, I mean, we're at a fucking crossroads here. But you know what? I'm willing to sacrifice.
Maybe in the next week after that, starting after like okay, Wednesday, okay. I'm good, man. I'm free.
Okay, well, let's just keep that in the back of our minds that we could literally be the best two-player players at Clue Clue Land in the world. And in fact, I think we should jump on this opportunity.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me, man.
Okay. Cool. Jurik,
low percent speed run record is 3 minutes and 58 seconds.
Three fucking minutes? What the fuck is that? So that's got to be like glitches or something. Like,
no, I watched it.
you watch the three, and they just went, they were like,
they just go through each level until you get to a bonus stage. So apparently you just have to play to the first bonus stage or something, which is like level 6.
Oh. So 100% must be you have to do every bonus stage or
there
something.
Must, I don't know. It must cycle through again. I wonder if it's if each level has multiple pictures and you play through all of them then.
Oh.
Or something.
Interesting. Interesting.
I don't know. I didn't watch 100%. I watched the low percent because
I feel like we don't know all the mechanics of this game. I didn't realize the
time. We'll figure that out when we become speedrun world
champions. Fucking speedrun world champions.
We'll get really good at it and then we can submit playing it to AGDQ.
Yes.
And we can go on there and speedrun Clue Land.
You know, AGDQ is done in our fucking town. You know, like,
usually I think SGDQ is actually.
What does that mean?
Summer Games Done Quick.
Oh, what did you say?
AGDQ, Awesome Games Done Quick. It's the same organization, but Awesome Games Done Quick is usually in January. Summer Games Done Quick is in like June or July. And I think Summer Games is usually in Minnesota.
Summer Games is here. Yeah, yeah. Okay, well.
Because no one wants to fucking come to Minnesota in the winter.
Well, I do. I like it here in the winter.
Well, yeah. But other people don't.
You know, you can play hockey in the winter.
I do know that.
You can do all sorts of fun winter activities in the winter.
Damn right.
God, I love Minnesota. I'm also a little drunk.
But anyways.
Anyways, Jurek, if the Revelers wanted to tweet at you about Clue Land, could they do that?
You sure can. You can find me at Actirak, which is spelled A-K-T-I-R-A-K.
And you can find me on Twitter at Early_Matt. And Early is spelled E-A-R-L-E-Y, slightly different than the traditional spelling. You can find our podcast on Twitter at Retro Revelry. Can they email us, Jurek?
Indeed, retrogamingrevelry@gmail.com.
And please do tweet us, email us. Like, we'd love to hear from you. We just want to just say hi. Tell us what your Clue Land speedrun record is.
and none of you fuckers out there better be trying to set a two-player world record. Because that's our thing now.
That's our thing now, and we're going to do it. Guaranteed we're going to do it. That's actually probably a lie. But
what?
No, just kidding. We're going to fucking do it.
Me and Abby are going to do it. Oh, my God. Abby, I need you to get really good at Clue Land.
All right. I can't be having you and Abby having a record and me and you don't have a record, Drake. What is that about? Well, I guess I got to get with it.
You got to get with it. You got to take a break from Smash. Like, take a break from Smash for like 2 days and we'll be fine.
Actually, that's probably correct. You know what? I'm willing to do that. I already forgot
how to play this goddamn game.
I already forgot who my character was this week.
Pokemon Trainer.
Oh my God, Pokemon Trainer. Okay, great. Great. That's going to be fun. Anyway, yeah, I think that's about it for this week.
Indeed.
Oh, give us a rating on your favorite podcast app. We would really appreciate it. Jurek, you want to take us out?
I do indeed. Until next week, game on, Rounders.
Game on, Kurus. Or Rounders, but not poker players. Yes.
You spin me right around, baby, right around like a record, baby, right round, round, round. You spin me right round, round, round like a record player, right round, round, round. I stumbled over my words, right round, round.
That was good as fuck, dude.